Hey, what's up? Chris here, and welcome back to the Youpreneur Launchpad. Here in lesson number two, we're going to cover a lot. First up, we're going to be discussing personal brands and why it's so important that you embrace the idea of actually building one for yourself and your business. We're then going to move on to the idea of embracing new media, because it's absolutely apparent if you want to continue to build a business properly online in today's ever-changing social environment. And then we're going to discuss the importance of truly acting fast on your ideas and not just sitting on them and thinking about them. We'll then move on to discuss the power of pre-selling and why it's an online entrepreneur's gift from above, literally. And then we'll talk about the importance of building relationships, not with your customers this time, but with other online entrepreneurs and what it can do for the growth of your online business. And we'll be wrapping up with the realization that time truly is our most valuable commodity as youpreneurs, and understanding what the warning signs are for us when it comes to actually needing help and avoiding entrepreneurial burnout. It's going to be a great lesson. Let's get going. Your brand is what people say about you when you're not around. Now, yesterday I left you at the end of lesson one with a quote of, when you build the business of you, it's 100% original. Now, that might all be very fair and everything. However, if you're building the wrong business of you, if people are talking about you in a way that you do not want them to talk about you when you're not around, there's a disconnect there. When you're not at that conference, when you're not at that coffee meeting or on that mastermind call or at that meetup in person, do you want people to say a certain thing about you? If you do, then obviously you're going to understand why a personal brand is so important. Youpreneurs understand the power of a personal brand. We truly, truly do. And we embrace the idea of building a personal brand. And when we talk about the business of you, one thing is very clear to me after building my business around me and my brand for so long, is that investing in the business of you is paramount to long-term success. And right now, in the world that we live in, which is very online, very social, we're connected all the time, we have to understand and appreciate the fact that it's time to embrace new media or get left behind. Now, when I talk about new media, what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about blogging, podcasting, online video, conversing with your prospects and your customers on social media, creating content and then marketing that content that will prove that you know what you're talking about and that you are the person to be doing business with. And when I say content and content marketing, I don't mean just selecting any other piece of content that you can find on the internet and slamming it into your Twitter stream a few times every week. What I mean is actually listening to those audience members that you've already created those P2P relationships with that we discussed in lesson number one, and then creating the content that solves their problems. Remember that. That's what we do as youpreneurs. We're just problem solvers. And when we do all this, when we create all this content and getting out there, it helps us grow our email list. And for an online business owner, our email list is our biggest asset. Your email list will have a direct effect on the success of your online business. Fact. And I don't mean that you need to have a huge email list. What I mean is that you need to have an engaged email list, a list of people that are ready and waiting to consume, and more importantly in this world, share the content that you create for them because it solved a problem, because it answered a question for them. In 2010, I received this blog comment on my blog, and it was a post in regards to virtual assistants. And this paragraph just hit me over the head. This guy was frustrated that he worked with a couple of VAs in India, thanks to the four-hour work week, and it hadn't quite worked out. He says, if only there was a source where I could get good quality virtual assistants to help you, just like the book says, I'd even pay for that if I knew it could be trusted. Entrepreneur alert. 4 weeks later, I launched Virtual Staff Finder. Thank you. Anybody used VSF? Love you guys. You rock.
What do? We just bridge a gap. That's all we do. That's all we do. Up until this point, I was saying, oh, go to Elance, go to Odesk, any of the job posting sites. You'll be able to find VAs there. But I'm thinking, well, I'm in the Philippines. I've got over 200 employees already. I know the culture. I'm married to a Filipina. If I can't do this, nobody can. So I started the business. 3.5 years later, we've helped 1,400 plus entrepreneurs find VAs in the Philippines. Pretty cool, huh? And I've made lots of money in the process.
You see, now I was able to do that with Virtual Star Finder because I very clearly listened to an audience member, a blog comment to be precise. But it doesn't always come in the form of a blog comment, that alert of what somebody needs. Sometimes maybe it's going to be a tweet that they send you, possibly an email. Maybe you even see something on a competitor's website that you think, boom, I can produce that solution. I'm going to listen to my audience and go ahead and do that. And at that point, we get the opportunity. And this is, again, we can do this in the online business world. We get the opportunity to unleash the power of pre-selling. Now, you don't get the opportunity to do this in retail or more old school industries. When we pre-sell, what we do is we're fundamentally validating an idea before we put all the work into it, meaning we can create a landing page and get people to opt in for ideas that we're thinking of producing. If we get enough opt-ins, if we get enough interest, then we know that it's worthwhile working on that particular product or service. And by the way, one quick point on pricing, my number one pricing strategy is, regardless of what you're thinking of pricing your product at, double it. Simple as that. That is a hashtag as well, by the way. You can use that. My number one pricing strategy is double it. People always, always undercut themselves. And it's absolutely something that you want to try and avoid if you want to try and build a business and a brand that has premium and quality attached to it. The other thing about youpreneurs is that we acknowledge that successful people surround themselves with other successful people. There's a mindset out there that claims that you're the mean average of the five people that you spend the most amount of time with. And when you think about it, it's actually probably bang on the money. And this is where mastermind groups can come into play. The ability to be able to sit and speak with other people, either physically or over Skype or something like that, like-minded people that actually get what you're all about, understand the struggles that maybe you're going through, and can also be around to give you those high fives when you break through and experience some of those wins. Now, mastermind groups are a lot of things. One thing that they are not, however, is your mama. Plain and simple. This is not a place to go to if you want to bitch and moan. You have to respect the time of everybody in the group and respect that at the same time as working with these people, you're also building up relationships. But relationships should be treasured, not used. They're not something that you can just build up for a little bit of period of time before a big product launch and then try and utilize those relationships just because it might make you a little bit more money. I can tell you something right now. I have enabled myself to be in the position where I am as the entrepreneur that I've turned into today because of the relationships that I've built up, relationships that are real, that are deep, that are mutually beneficial, that are love and appreciation and full of support. And if you have those kind of relationships in business, particularly in the online business world, it is very, very hard not to succeed because everybody wants their friends to succeed. Everybody wants their friends to do well. And if you don't have those kind of friends around you, then you've got to go ahead and get some new friends, as far as I'm concerned. Now, to become a really successful youpreneur, you've got to understand that if it doesn't get scheduled, it doesn't get done. Every single day, I put things on my schedule. My PA puts things on my schedule. My wife, who manages the majority of my schedule, she's the real boss, obviously. She goes ahead and puts all these things on my schedule, knowing full well that 15 minutes for email, 20 minutes for social, 30 minutes for a Skype interview, 1 hour to work on video presentations, whatever it may be. If it doesn't get scheduled, it doesn't get done. I've been following this mantra for the last 4 to 5 years, and it served me extremely well to become ridiculously productive because time is our most valuable commodity. We must invest it wisely. We must invest it wisely. It's not like money that comes and goes. Once you've spent time or invested time, it's gone forever. And you have to understand that whenever you say yes to something or someone, you're instantly saying no to something else. So keep that in mind. Not every opportunity that comes your way is going to be worthwhile you pursuing. So figure out what you want to work on and what you don't want to work on, and then go ahead, full steam ahead, on whatever you feel requires and, quite frankly, deserves your time and your attention. But there's one thing that we have in our arsenal, and that is the fact that we can buy time. If anybody actually tells you that you can't buy time full out, they're lying to you. You can. It's called team building. It's called delegation. Doing things only you can do and then handing off all the other tasks that you should not be doing based on the fact that you are a business owner. Because I believe that in every entrepreneur's journey, a time will come when a major decision has to be made.
And as at the end of 2009, I hit a brick wall. I was literally no good to anybody for anything at all. And I realized that my business had started to run me instead of it happening the other way around. And I believe that every entrepreneur gets to this point in their life. At some point, it will happen. Okay? You will come to a crossroads where you will literally have two options that you can make. The first one is to carry on doing what you're doing, and that's trying to do literally everything on your own and carry on suffering from that superhero syndrome, or you can build up your team. The moment that I realized that I had an insane amount of people all around the world with the skills, the talent, and the experience to help me build my business and to be able to really free me from this superhero syndrome that I was afflicting upon myself, that was it. It was like open season. I went to work building my team.
Now, when it comes to building a team and delegating in our online business world, 9 times out of 10, we're talking about VAs or virtual assistants or some type of virtual staff. Now, I discussed this in great depth in my book, Virtual Freedom, so I'm not going to go into too much detail right now. You have to buy the book for that, obviously. However, there is one mistake that I want to bring up real quickly right now as part of this lesson as we wind down things, and that is that so many people think that you can hire one person to do lots of people's jobs, and that is not the case. When it comes to effective delegation, you've got to hire for the role, not for the task. There is not one person out there that can do everything that you need done. So you build your team smart over a period of time, hiring for the role, not for the tasks. And understand along the way that you, as the business owner, should do what you do best and delegate the rest. That's what we must be doing. We should not be trapped working in our business. Instead, we should be 100% focused on working on our business. And that brings us to the end of lesson number 2 as part of the Youpreneur Launchpad. But don't you worry, it's about to get really interesting as we recap and take everything that we're doing to the next level in lesson number 3. I'll see you there. Enjoying the training? I bet you are. Is that mindset shifting a little? I bet it is. If you simply can't wait for the next video and want to become part of the Youpreneur family today, just click the link below and you'll have instant access to the online business and mastermind community where absolutely nobody gets left behind. I look forward to seeing you on the inside.